grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Deck, 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 goose.
Hey.
G'day, Chris, how's it going?
Hey. I didn't say goose when
Did
I was looking at
you. Did you call me a goose?
No, not at all. That was just a strange coincidence. How's it going?
Very well. Very well. Dreary day, but lovely to be here.
Yeah, there's a little bit grey, isn't it?
Shit. Well, there's one way to put some sparkle in that day.
Grow indoors. Is that where you were headed with that?
Meditation, you know, and just relaxing. No, but anyway, straight into it, shall we?
Yes. Darren, oh, yep, we're right with you, mate. Right on, right on. Ooh. Stop, drop, and roll. It's 4:20.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I'm sure that's what that means. So, for me, the big one of the week, that's just been, was Helen Clark. Obviously, she's been a friend of law reform for quite some time, going back to the great marijuana debate at Waikato University in 1994,
wow,
where she outlined her support for what she termed at the time partial legalisation. But of course, if you read it now, legalisation. So she's part of what's called the Global Drug Policy Consortium. I think that's their name.
Oh,
the Global Drugs Commission, I think, is their name. And
she's solely doing that, or is she?
I think she's many hats.
Gnarly stuff,
She's a powerful woman with many hats.
That's actually the important thing here. When Helen Clark says something, people listen.
That's exactly what I was getting.
What has she said?
She has said, referendum. Come on. Follow that, pretty much that, and that's enough. A stern look from Helen, and come on,
true.
You know.
It's true, the respect is
so yeah, follow the evidence, that was her line, follow the evidence, and basically summed it up in a nutshell by saying the referendum, it's got to be 2020 binding with a known thing that we're voting for.
What
yes, no,
and oh, like cut and
the election,
what
2020, and it's binding, and it's a yes, no, and we know what we're voting for. So that gives us from now till then to work it out, and then it's put up for a vote, and bam, it's done. And you can't get much simpler than that.
Mm-hmm.
But people have to know what they're voting for. That's a key thing. You've got to know what we're voting for. So what we do know, though, we don't know what we're voting for because what we do know is that nobody knows. there hasn't been any work whatsoever done on it, and the government so far has just been floating ideas in public and waiting for responses.
Right. Is that including the possibility that there'll be like that euthanasia bill that people are voting for as well, and the same, that was kind of a concern,
that's still
wasn't it?
Live, exactly, yeah. And that's part of the coalition agreement with New Zealand First, is to have a referendum on euthanasia, and which may or may not be separate to David Seymour's euthanasia bill. So that's all floating around in the mix too, but if we just look at it on its own merits separately, there we go. Who could argue with Helen? I dare you to.
That's right.
But speaking of another prominent Helen, Helen Kelly, and her inspiration for the medicinal cannabis bill that's going through Parliament right now. It's coming up for a vote. It might be next week. It might be the week after. But it will certainly be very soon. And we know there's been a bit of horse trading and meetings and things between the governing parties this week.
When you say horse trading?
Well, who knows, really, these things that happen behind closed doors. But, you know, the deal making, shall we say. There may have been some other trade-offs involved. Who knows? This is politics, right? And we're just watching from the outside. But anyway, we know some stuff's going on, and so it might be up for a vote next week, might be the week after, but it's going to be pretty soon. And there'll be some amendments. We think New Zealand First will put up some amendments. We think the Greens will put up some amendments. Wait to see if National Party will. Again, it's a very fluid situation, so it's a great time for people to make their views known. Get in touch with their MP. One person can make all the difference.
True that.
Yeah. What else has happened?
What else has happened?
There's the Bitcoin billionaire. I thought that was quite good. Oh, not a millionaire. Just like Bitcoin, just inflator. He's a billionaire. Now, some person that made a whole lot of money off Bitcoin or whatever has gone to the cannabis museum down in Dunedin, and subsidised the coffee machine, for pensioners, saying that older people are holding us back, so we're gonna give them free coffee. I'll prepay for a few thousand.
It's sort of a random idea. It's not in reaction. There was no like backlash to that actual
maybe
museum
in Dunedin,
down there.
Oh, maybe in Dunedin they identified as an issue. I'm not sure, but it's pretty cool. So you know, if you've got your gold card, you can go in there, get a free coffee, and learn all about cannabis.
How much has he dropped on the coffee machine? Do you know? Just
I think it was 5,000.
Well, they
or something
we don't
like
know.
That.
Sorry. Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
It's a few coffees. Yeah. Good on them.
Chris, if you were scanning the press, if you're going to do like a summary of, say, the last 12 months, what would you say about the light that cannabis law reform and cannabis in general is being cast in nowadays in the press?
Well, completely different, I guess. Well, maybe 12 months. I think what's happened in Canada has made a huge difference. So this is happening, and it's getting really quite intelligent coverage in the overseas media. At our little goldfish pond kind of thing here, it can get a little bit, navel-gazing with some of the media. Well, they're not really looking at what's going on in the rest of the world, but I think Canada has changed all of that. The change in government here, a little bit like when Obama came in California, and that didn't change a law instantly in California, but it went from a bad situation of Bush and that raiding dispensaries to now we've got a friendly guy. And then it was a mindset change, right, before the law actually changed. And I think that's what's happened here. As soon as the government changed, it was a mindset change that everyone kind of relaxed about it a bit. And now we can have a sensible discussion.
I'd be curious.
Do you think the press is going to pay or play, a part which is powerful enough to persuade some of those conservative types? Or, maybe as you get a bit older, you get stuck in your ways, are you going to be able to change your mind?
Oh, you'll have to ask a psychologist about that. But certainly
that's
if we look at
a referendum should go out with a joint, so you know what you're voting on. There should be a place where you can go to... Okay, what is this weed stuff? I don't know what this is. Let me go and have a look. And then you go into this mint thing that's probably shaped like a combi van. And then you fucking have a mint session.
Scooby-Doo
and
then
you go and watch a movie
there
or something. One of your favorite old-time silent movies that you love because you're old as hell. And you're fucking cracking up because you're like, yeah, it's mint. And then you vote. And you fucking vote yes to the deck. That's what happens. That's my vision, everyone.
Okay, we got the plan right there. We'll put that forward to the next meeting. And...
The combi van's gonna be the most expensive thing. Those are actually pretty expensive these days.
But certainly when you look at opinion polls for medicinal cannabis, you're only looking at 10-15% of people that oppose it these days. So, do you really need to convince them all? I'm not sure. But and certainly among doctors, it's a very high proportion now as well. And they're just really looking for products that they can actually feel confident prescribing. Is the main thing. But the general concept of it, they want more information. There's a bit of a black hole around that. But with the bill going through, I'm sure that that sort of thing will get the attention it needs.
Okay.
The DAC weird.
All right. I'm busting my chops to go down to this cannabis museum.
Have a squiz down in Dunners?
Yeah, down in Dunedin, right off the Octagon, I think. It's like just right there in the middle of town. Mm. And there's a cafe, there's a museum. I believe they're working on some accommodation. So I think they do it on Airbnb. You can go down there and stay. It's awesome. Nice. Get into it.
Nice.
I'm done, I think. Other than check the daily blog if you want. I put a blog up yesterday on there about how they could potentially blend all the bills, the three bills of the Greens, the Labour and National, take the best bits of each, stick it all together.
Kind of make
a hash bill, that's right. We could get the best one in the world. So if you want to read up about that, it's 10 easy steps on the daily blog.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
All right, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.